I think this is just legacy reporting systems were repurposed for USA Spending, and they just never quite got upgraded in the way that USA Spending is expected to work. I think it's probably more of a workflow problem than anything sinister actually happening.
Now, you're saying that agencies misreported nearly all of their spending. What do you mean by misreporting, saying that it was spent on one thing when it was actually spent on another? Give us some background.
Not exactly. So we evaluated the data using three different metrics: consistency, completeness, and timeliness. So consistency is, it's been confused with accuracy, but because we're comparing it to another federally reported source of spending data, we're calling it consistency because it's basically checking to see if where they report spending in one area, where they give an obligation estimate for each fiscal year, does that correspond to the sum in USA Spending? And then we check the transactions in USA Spending to see if they have the required fields completed. So like there's congressional district and recipient location, recipient name, and a lot of fields like that to identify where the money is going. And a lot of times those aren't all completely blank, but several required ones are missing. And timeliness is where we check if they reported it within the statutory requirement, which is 30 days. So once an agency has obligated money, they're supposed to report it to USA Spending within 30 days. So since this is an update from an analysis we did last year, which had pretty much the same numbers, at least the same top-line number, the only metrics that have really improved are the timeliness. So the timeliness has gotten much better, but the consistency and the completeness are still pretty bad.
You had mentioned earlier that this could be the what is caused by a workflow problem, that the reason might be a workflow problem. What did you mean by that?
Well, so this is the transparent spending reporting, and it's carried over from a legacy system that used to be run by the census, but it's not very tightly integrated with agencies' own financial reporting. Our executive director, Ellen Miller, has referred to it as two sets of books. So if you aren't maintaining one system for that, the incentive to keep maintaining the system that the public sees and not that you would use for, let's say, your internal audit, the incentive is a lot less. And we don't think there's been enough incentive and oversight by OMB to enforce the reporting. We think that's one of the main problems.
Oh, enforcement then.
Yes.
We're speaking with Caitlin Lee, the senior developer for the Sunlight Foundation, talking about the survey they did of federal spending. Well, let me ask you this. You looked at spending figures for 2010 and found all these misreportings and timing errors and so forth. If we're just about to enter 2012, if I were to go back and look at usaspending.gov for 2010, would I know what the federal government spent its money on agency by agency, or would it not be possible to know that?
You certainly would know exactly, because there's some spending that's not in USA Spending. Some of it is not required to be in there by law.
Like intelligence spending, for example.
Yeah, exactly. They're also not required to report anything that's under $25,000 or anything that goes to an individual. So this actually, when we did the report last year, there was a lot of Social Security and Medicare spending that wasn't being reported because of the individual exemption. And that's a big deal, because if you want to get the whole picture of federal spending and you're missing those two huge entitlement programs, it's not really going to tell you a lot. We actually wanted to update this analysis for contracts, because USA Spending is supposed to include data on grants, loans, loan guarantees, and contracts. And we had actually FOIA'd OMB for an alternate source of contract data, and they didn't respond for almost a year. And then when they did, they gave us a very truncated version for one fiscal year. So we are actually planning on appealing that FOIA, but they're actually their data quality reports about the contracting data that they didn't want to release to us. So I just think that the way that they're going about this, they could be a little bit more open about it. They're supposed to be doing their own data quality dashboard that they announced in a memo of April of 2010, and that hasn't materialized either. They should be doing this kind of analysis, not an independent body.
Oh, fair enough, but if an independent body does it, or does that make the numbers more trustworthy than if they do it for themselves?
Well, we can't answer questions about what the problems are from an internal agency workflow perspective. My guess is they're different at each agency, and especially if you look at the list of programs that do report really well that we have on the homepage, you'll see that it's not all from one agency. It's kind of a smattering across each agency. So some program areas have officers that are doing really well at this and others don't. So we wanted to make a point in this updated version of the report to show how there are hundreds of programs that do it well. And we should look to them for examples of what the other programs are doing wrong.